Helen Frost, welcome.
Oh, hello.
Now, your role as American author and educator is legend. How and where did it all begin?
You know, I've always loved writing, and so I would say elementary school or high school, definitely. I was involved in literary groups in high school, and then in college I took classes, and I just never stopped. You know, a lot of people write when they're young, and a few people keep enjoying it and keep doing it.
When did you know that writing from your heart, and teaching would be your destiny, your life's work?
I don't know if there was ever a time. I mean, in college, I was majoring in elementary education and taking a lot of poetry classes. And then those two threads have always just woven through my life, where I've been teaching writing or writing about teaching or doing one or the other separately. But yeah, I can't pinpoint a time, but it's just always been those two things combined been important.
And yeah. Also, let's see, you were born in South Dakota. You've lived several important places around the United States.
Right.
Were there different locations in your life that meant different things to your actual writing world?
Yeah, you're right. I was born in South Dakota and lived there most of my early childhood. Then Massachusetts was my teenage years. And after that, I lived a lot of different places. And I would say Alaska was a very important place to me. I lived there in the 70s and 80s, and I did a number of different things there. But teaching in a small village in Alaska was really influential in my life and in my writing. It was an elementary school, and the first year I was in this, it was a small village called Tolida, and I had 5 students, 1 in each grade from kindergarten to grade 4. So that was really fun.
Yeah. It sounds it, and certainly its own sort of challenge and kind of proving that you have done it all. Do you have a favorite genre in your arsenal of writing or teaching?
Yeah. Well, see, I trained as a poet, and so poetry is near to my heart, and it's not just something that I kind of use to make it easier to write my books. I was writing poetry, and with Keisha's House, I was writing poems about different young people, not real people, characters. And at the end of it, I said, oh, I'm a novelist. You know, it started with poetry and became a novel, and then I have loved that form ever since, to write novels in poems.
That genre, it's an exotic one. And in fact, you have 9 titles that are exactly novels in poems. Why is it so satisfying to you, the writer, as well as the young readers?
Well, poetry is a way of speaking. They sometimes say the inside person to inside person. So it's a way of reaching readers on an emotional level very directly, especially the ones that are in first person. You know, when I write poetry in first person with my characters, I think the readers then experience that. Like, they really feel like they understand what those characters are experiencing, and often tell me that they connect with those characters, you know. So I think what I know about poetry helps me get to the heart of the narrative when it's a novel.
Very, very interesting. And poetry does carry with it its own cadence or rhythm,
Certainly
lilt or step. Do you feel that when you're writing it? Do you get into the motion just
that
way?
Yeah, I think it's almost subconscious by now that I'm reading it out loud to myself as I write. And sometimes an editor might suggest a different wording for something. It might be more precise or closer to the meaning, but I have to read it out loud and see if it sounds right.
That's great and certainly insightful, because your stuff is so often read out loud, even by the individual reader, but certainly in classroom and in group. Okay, you've taught writing at all levels as well, Helen, from preschool through university. Do you have a power preference? I mean, age group that's particularly satisfying to teach?
Well, you know, in Tolida, it was early elementary, and then later I taught 1 year of 5th grade, and that was really special to me, too. So I think I still really love that age when I'm writing, upper elementary, early high school, middle school.
Is it the emerging? Is it the transitional age?
That might be what appeals to me, that children are changing so much at that age, and it's really special to be in their lives and involved with them.
Now, I am kind of curious. Do you feel it when you maybe empower a kid at a preteen or teen age to be expressing themselves? Is that obvious in teaching them writing skills?
Yes, I've done that a lot over the years, and you never know when it's going to really reach someone or affect them. But maybe once or twice a year, I'll get an email or I'll see someone out in public or something, and they'll remember something that they wrote. And it's funny because I don't always remember the person by their face. But if they say, you know, remember that poem that I wrote about when my father died or something, I'll remember that. Not always, but very often, because I've worked with over 1,000 kids over the years, I'm sure. And I love that fact that some of them still remember the time that we had together.
Power, indeed.
Yeah.
All about the power, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't begin to ask you if you have a favorite title or even genre, Helen, because I'm sure you have plenty of them. But is there something in your personal literary world that will be forever in your heart?
You're right that I love all my books. When I finish a book, it's such a wonderful feeling to see it go out into the world. But the first novel in poems, Keisha's House, was what was sort of a transitional book for me, because before that, I had been primarily writing poetry for adults, which have been read by a lot of people. But with Keisha's House, especially after it won a Prince Honor, which is sort of like a Newbery Honor for teenagers, then it got out to a lot of people. And one thing I love about that book is in the acknowledgments, the last thing I say is, I enjoyed writing in the voices of these young people, and I look forward to the time when they will tell their own stories or share their own stories. It's almost 20 years now since I wrote Keisha's House. And in the years since then, we've seen more and more young people of diverse backgrounds writing their own stories. And, you know, the stories are popular, they're being made into movies. And I just hope that we'll continue to see more and more of that.
Oh, indeed.
A real diversity of authors for young people right now. And now I get to be friends with a lot of these authors. I hesitate to even start mentioning them all because I would leave someone out. But there are so many authors of my generation who have inspired younger writers to feel that their stories matter and that they can tell them. I would say I just feel really grateful to have been a part of that, to be a part of that.
Yes, the world must echo that gratitude, indeed. So, you're sharing your story of and tips for all of the above at the upcoming Fort Wayne Writers Guild Writers Talk. Now, first of all, what does an organization like this one do for the average wanna-write individual?
I am so impressed with all that they're doing. They have 5 or 6 different events every month for people that are, you know, just wanting to get together and write, or if they want to share their work or help each other, encourage each other. So what they're doing with me is showcasing one Fort Wayne writer each season. I think that's a great idea. It's been a way for me to get to know more people who are at an earlier stage of their writing, or just see writing in a different way. You know, for me, publication has been important, but it's not the essential thing for everyone. You know, some people just love writing. And I love that this organization is giving all different kinds of writers an opportunity to showcase their work.
It's an incredibly important point, as well as a platform that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And as an educator, a good one, what can you share with a group like this to make a difference, to rock their writing world, to pump them up, but also to help their writing skills?
Partly, I think what I can offer is just encouragement that the writing itself is what's important. If you keep writing and keep developing your craft, keep reading, keep learning from each other, all those things, don't worry so much about recognition or anything like that. Just focus on the writing and let that take you where it will.
Great point. And this particular gathering will feature an open mic for anyone who cares to share. Who's likely to participate when you say, come one, come all?
What I love about open mics is the variety that you get. You'll get some people that are probably reading their work for the very first time, and you'll get other people who have given readings of only their own work over the years, and there will be surprises. You'll be discovering new people that you didn't even know were in this community. So Fort Wayne is a great community for writers. We have so many different things going on at the university, at WonderCommer, all the things the Fort Wayne Writers Guild does. These big national people that come in. Last week we had Amy Tan here. There's several different writing series where authors come in and read their work. So we're very lucky to be in Fort Wayne.
Those are all wonderful occasions for the public, and all proof, in fact, of what a creative and talented pool of people we have right here in Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
And thank you for pointing that out. That strength in numbers, and that's what we're talking about, is that, in fact, one of the biggest parts of getting everybody moving forward?
You know, I've been a part of several different writers' groups that meet regularly, and they come and go. There are some that you're in for 25 years. There are others that you meet for, you know, once a year for a few years, or three or four times a year for 5 years. And each of those groups encourages you at a certain point of your life. So I definitely encourage people to have a writer's community. And I think now, often as not, it's online. It's a community of people you don't actually see. But I really love the actual physical presence and the encouraging that we do when we're together in person.
That's fantastic. I'm happy to hear you say that. Yeah. And besides gatherings like this one, the Allen County Public Library and the Bookmark, they've displayed your many works, and mm-hmm. schools have produced your plays. Besides the rush that you get from all of that, and well-deserved too, what does this kind of support do for your writing?
Well, it makes you really appreciate the fact that there's an audience. Most writers I know have gone through, you know, a lot of rejection to get anything published. When you know that there is someone that is reading your work, or, as you said, performing it on stage or something, it just makes you feel like, yes, you know, it is worth it to go up in my study every afternoon from 1 to 5 and keep doing it. You know, sometimes you might have something you'd rather be doing, but it is important, I think, to just keep doing it.
Validation.
Yeah, in a word, yes. Thank you.
That's great. And last question, Helen. With storytelling seemingly gaining unlimited momentum at every turn, which is a wonderful thing, what do you personally hope for the future of your craft and storytelling and just the whole wonderful, beautiful world of the written word in this 21st century?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the written word and the spoken word and the words being performed, words being put to art, all the different art forms kind of coming together, musical language and language to music. You know, I've had a couple of poems set to music that was really beautiful. And I think that what the online world does is bring people into each other's orbit that might not have known each other before. So in that way, I think storytelling is just kind of an exploding phenomenon right now. Yeah.
Helen Frost is an acclaimed author and educator living in Fort Wayne. Helen, thank you so much for sharing your remarkable story about your stories with us today, and happiest of Biblio Trails.
Thank you so much, Julia. This has been fun. Thanks.